Good afternoon. Welcome to Q&A with Perry A. Questions and Answers about Calcium Bentonite Clay. This is your hostess, Perry A. I'm the author of the book Living Clay, and I have been fascinated in studying clay for probably going on 15 years now. I keep forgetting to add the years to it. It's been a long, loving relationship. Those of you that use clay have already been amazed by it, and those that are new to it with your questions, that's what we're here for, to help you understand clay. All clays are different, so it can be very frustrating when you're trying to figure out which is the best clay to buy, and that starts the first question for today. It comes from Stanley Sanchez in Ellenville. He said, what is the ideal clay and where can I purchase this clay? Well, I want to be fair. There are a lot of good clays out there. I believe the ideal clay is a brand called Living Clay. It's a calcium bentonite that's triple swelling. It's kind of a rare, unique calcium bentonite. Most of your calcium bentonites don't swell and expand, particularly three times. It's extremely high in calcium and magnesium, and I think that has something to do with its ability to be a swelling clay and be a calcium bentonite. You can get it if you live in the Southwest and Texas. Whole Foods and Central Markets carry it. It's in Whole Foods in Oklahoma, Louisiana, Arkansas, and quite a few stores in Texas. There is a website, livingclayco.com, or you can just Google Living Clay, but it's the Living Clay brand name that you want. And they're very helpful, the company is, with sending you information, some pre-information to get you started. Barbara in Cedar Rapids, I'd like to know about taking Living Clay while taking antidepressants. Is there any caution that should be taken? E.G. Will Clay, will Clay have an influence on the effectiveness of antidepressant medication? Has Clay been helpful in reducing or eliminating the need for antidepressants? You know, we don't know its effect on them. It depends on what chemicals are in the antidepressant. The best thing to do is call your pharmacy and ask how long it takes you to absorb the medicine in your antidepressant. Say if it takes 2 hours to get into your bloodstream, then you can take clay. I don't think it would affect it. You just have to try it and see. It'd be a process of elimination. See what you notice. Taking the clay will help. We have gotten people off all their meds, lots of different kinds. They just stop talking, start on clay. You have more energy. We've had two testimonials from teenage girls who said that all of a sudden they can understand algebra. They have this clarity about algebra. And before it was like Greek, and then after they started taking clay, they noticed they could understand algebra. Now, that one's beyond me. I don't know how that happens. Primarily, it works with medicines that have heavy metals in them or that have live bacteria, that it will interfere with those. But we don't really know, and there's so many medicines you'd have to test it with, it'd be impossible to. So just wait a while and absorb your medicines, and then you can take the clay. Clay is not a drug. It doesn't act like a drug. So it's very safe to take. It's very beneficial. It will detox you if you take a little before your meals. It's going to put any fresh toxins you've ingested that day out of the body. When I eat fish, I especially like to take a shot of clay before I eat it or afterwards, because today a lot of the fish has mercury in it, and maybe radiation depending on where the fish came from. So it'll just grab the toxins before they go into the body, and then you don't have to worry about getting them out of the body if the kidney and liver are in overload and can't function and get everything cleaned out, which they are most of the time. I have had people that they just have an energy about them. A gentleman called me the other day and said he had had chronic fatigue. He couldn't get up. He had to retire from work. He had no motivation. He was tired all the time. And he said after 3 days on clay, he said, I have energy. I want to get out of bed. I want to do things. I have the energy to do things. And he said the clay had given him back his life. And he was feeling better. His complexion, people were saying, you look better. So he had been so sick and depressed and trying everything for 3 years and nothing worked. And those are the kind of testimonials we get with this clay. So, you know, good luck at getting off your depressants. I think clay will definitely help. I would take it, the liquid clay, about 2 ounces, 2 to 3 times a day, and see how that works for you. When you start getting success, if you want to back off and take smaller doses, you can. Just play with it and find your happy place. Let's see if we have any more fish. Okay, here's a question from Jenny in Walnut Creek. Jenny is a good regular here. I make my liquid clay in 32-ounce bottles for use throughout the days. Is it necessary to shake the bottle every time I take my 2 ounces, or is it okay to drink the residue at the bottom of the bottle? Also, does clay help with receding gums? You know, I make mine like you, and I shake it real good at first when I first make it. If you want to shake it the next day, just a little bit. But I let it settle, and the heavier particles will go to the bottom. That's what you're seeing, the little residue on the bottom. I drink what's on the top. When I get to the bottom, I add some water to it. I shake it loose, and I go give it to my plants. They get green. They bloom. Your plants just love it. Throw it on your yard, your plants. Give it to your pets. I know a lot of people who do drink the gritty part. I just don't think it's necessary. You're getting the benefits from the emulsified liquid above that. So that's the way I like to do it. And I invite you to try that. Clay is very beneficial on receding gums. If you will pack your gums at night with some of the dry clay powder, take a little ridge on the handle of your toothbrush, pull your cheek out, your lips out, and deposit it between your cheek and gums. The saliva will hold it in place and stick it to your gums. Leave it in all night. You can drink a little water to get what's on your tongue off. It's going to pretty much stay between your cheeks and gums. We've had people schedule for pyorrhea surgery, gum infection, and it's pulled the bacteria that gets lodged down in their gums and makes their gums loose. It's tightened them. It's pulled the bacteria out, tightened them. We had one lady scheduled for surgery. She started taking the clay on Sunday, and she was scheduled for surgery on Friday, and when she got there, the doctor said, I don't know what you've been doing, but something's working, so we're not going to do the surgery yet. So the last time I talked to her had been 5 years after that. She brushes her teeth with the clay, and she periodically does the clay packing of her gums and has never had another problem. So it's very good to use in your teeth and your mouth. I like to put a little of the hydrated clay on top of a little bit of toothpaste, and then I brush my teeth with it, and I get the flavor and the sudsing from the toothpaste. But it really helps take the yellow out of your teeth, and it makes you feel like you've been to the dentist. Sometimes I dip it in the dry powder clay and brush like that. And it just leaves your clay. It kind of takes those fuzzy socks off your teeth that you feel with your tongue and leaves them real smooth. So I think everybody should brush their teeth with it. I like to swish with it. In the morning when you rinse your gums out of the clay that you've had packed there, take a mouthful of water and swish and loosen that up, and you can just spit it into the sink. Swishing with a mouthful of clay is good. To take it in your mouth and swish it between your cheek and gums and do that for 3 or 4 or 5 minutes. I have a hard time swishing for 15 minutes. My cheeks give out. So I just do it for a couple of minutes, and then I just drink it. And when I drink my clay during the day, I don't follow with water. I like to leave the clay in my mouth and get the benefits from it. It starts working from your mouth and goes south. When you take the clay internally, It starts in your mouth. It goes through your body. It balances your pH. It's got a 9.7 pH, so it wants to balance your acidity. It cleanses parasites. It cleanses old fecal matter lodged in the lower colon. And it does your whole body good. It takes out fresh toxins you've ingested before the if they go into the body. And all this goes from the mouth south. It goes in one end and out the other. Clay is not absorbed into the bloodstream. Clay is, however, a catalyst. And as a catalyst, it can work to make changes with the body's enzymes. And it can literally build red blood cells and stop anemia because the body's enzymes attach to the clay particle and it makes oxidase and diastase enzymes that help to oxidate the blood and to build red blood cells. So it has amazing potential, even though it's not absorbed into the body, of what it can do. For toxins already absorbed in the body, you can put... You can take a clay bath, and it will literally pull the toxins out. This clay is so strong, you don't realize what it's doing. You don't see it. If you're highly, highly toxic, like the guy who had pumped diesel for 17 years, he said he took a clay bath, and the clay turned orange around the edges. And he looked at it, and he thought, that's the color of diesel. Some people notice the clay getting darker. The lady who smoked cigarettes two packs a day for 20 years, when she started taking her clay baths, her first few baths, afterwards the clay had turned brown. It was pulling the nicotine out of her body after all those years. So it's pretty powerful. I love to tell the story of the three-year-old little boy that had 7.3 levels of lead in his bloodstream. His dad started giving him a teaspoon of the liquid clay twice a day and giving him a clay bath twice a week in one cup of clay for 3 months, and took them back and had them rechecked, and they were amazed that there was zero sign of lead. It was completely gone from his body. Now, it may have been gone in 2 months. We don't know. He waited 3 months to get it tested, so we don't know how quickly it left his body. But it will definitely pull heavy metal toxins out of your body, and you just feel so much better. Your joints quit aching when you drink the clay. Your skin improves, the quality of your skin. If you have acne, just drinking the clay. Anything on your skin is a reflection of what's going on inside your body. The skin is the largest organ in the body, and when you get a lot of toxins, it shows on your skin, your eczema, your psoriasis, your acne, things like that. So drinking the clay helps balance that. Plus using the clay topically on the irritated areas. Any kind of rash, put clay on it. I've put it on a baby with just a little bottom was just red with diaper rash and just smeared it on there and closed the diaper, and the next time you open it, there's no redness. It's completely healed. It's absolutely amazing. And I hope I'm talking to the choir here. Let's see, we have one for Phyllis and Morphiel. I'm hoping to put a clay bath in my garden. I'm buying an old claw-footed tub for this, and that way I can drain the clay water away from the house as I live in the country on a farm of 12 acres. Would you have any recommendations? I think that would be an excellent idea. You can make a mud bath and get a tarp and cover it and probably use it a couple of times. I don't know if there's any way you can warm the water. I think maybe get in your shower and take a hot shower so when you get in it, the pores are open. I like to take hot clay baths. Some people are mixing mud baths where they make the clay real thick and they just soak in the mud. And I know if I ever got burned over my whole body, I just want you to put me in a sling and drop me into a mud bath. It's amazing on how it takes the pain away from a burn and it heals. It burns so quickly. So, yes, I think that's a great idea. I would keep it covered during the day. If you make it pretty watery, like 2 cups of clay per bathtub full of water, drain that, and if you can get a hose and drain it and put it in your garden or on your yard, everywhere that drains, you're going to have good green grass. Now, we did talk to somebody that is a septic tank builder, and he wrote an article and said it's very safe for septic tanks. It's not going to fill your tank up, and it's not going to destroy the microbial level in the tanks. So, but, you know, you're going to be very popular, and everybody's going to want to come and get in your tub of mud. People are looking now for ways they can take a real mud bath, not just the diluted water clay, the 2 cups per bath. They want it like a chocolate pudding mud bath. And they're very good. Just be careful when you get out, because the bottom of your feet are going to be very slippery, and you could slip and fall if you're on tile. All right, we have one from Becky in El Paso. If you take too much clay, will it stop you up? Clay never stops you up. If you get constipation, it's not from taking too much clay. It's not from taking the clay. It's from your gut flora and your digestive system. It's out of balance. The clay may be trying to correct it. It may take a while. Sometimes at first when you take clay, some people get constipated, but it's pulling old putrefied fecal matter out of their colon that's been stuck in the crevices for years. It's dark, it's hard, it's smelly. And after it cleans that out, everything works well. 90% of the people say they start having 3 good bowel movements a day when they take clay. There's 10% who have constipation problems. Maybe they've been constipated all their life and it still hadn't regulated it. Don't know what causes it, but clay does not dry out when you take it. If you take it and put it in a little glass and drink it, you'll notice there's a coating on the glass, and when you stick your finger in there and rub it around, it's kind of slick. So it stays wet in the body. It's not like you're sitting out in the sun to dry into a brick. It's going to stay wet and slippery like that in your body. So it will not build up. You can take quite a bit of clay. I've had people take 6 ounces 2 or 3 times a day. I think it's too much. It's going to go in one end and out the other. But some people say they feel better when they do. So find your happy place with it and do that. If you get constipated, go to the drugstore, the grocery store, and get some over-the-counter magnesium tablets, a little bottle of magnesium tablets. They're not very expensive. They come in 250 milligram. You can take one if it's too much, cut them in half, and you can take a half of one or one and a half. Just find how much you need to keep you regular. So you want to keep regular, but the magnesium is good and it helps you, but it's not harsh like a laxative. So that's what I recommend to take care of that. Good questions today. All right, I'm going to go back and refresh. Here's some more. Lindy from Crossville. Can chia seeds be added to a clay mixture for drinking and to help with dehydration, with hydration? Chia seeds can be added to the clay mix. We have a lot of people that make a smoothie in the morning, and they have the greens in there, and they add chia seeds, they add flax seeds, and they add their clay. And they drink that. Won't hurt anything. I guess the chia seeds help with hydration. I'm not sure. You want to drink a lot of water during the day when you're not an excessive amount. We should drink a lot of water. We should drink half of our body weight in ounces of water. We all need to drink water, particularly when you're taking things like this to help you detox, because it'll help flush everything out, flush the toxins out, and carry the urine out. So I recommend drinking water, but you don't just have to sit there and siphon it in, but a reasonable amount. Lindy has another one. Packing powdered clay between the cheek and gums, are you talking about, like you're talking about, will it help with abscesses? Absolutely. You pack that too solidly, just keep it on there. You'll probably feel a little pulsating and throbbing. Sometimes it'll get the throbbing, and it's literally pulling the abscess to the top where it can open and drain. But definitely we had a gentleman with an abscess tooth. He the whole side of his face was swollen. He had a presentation to make in another city. He had to get a plane and go there the next morning. We had him pack the inside of his mouth and where that tooth was with clay. We put the clay mask on his jaw on the outside and kind of under that jaw, all across the jaw where that tooth was. The swelling went down the next morning. The pain was gone. He got on the plane, made his presentation, and the pain never came back. So very definitely, if the pain keeps up, it may have been too deep and you may need to see a doctor about it, but I would definitely try it for several days of packing it. Otella in Portland. I have shingles for 2 months. Now start clear the skin, but still have some plain. Please let me know if I can use clay in the bath. Honey, you can put the clay mud directly over those shingles and dry them up in half the time, plus taking the pain away. Just smother your little shingle bites with clay. Wish you had had it when you first broke out. It will stop it. I've had people who got it when it first started and stopped it in 3 days. I think when you put the clay mask on, it will stop the pain. I would also be drinking the clay, and a clay bath would help your whole body to relax, and it would be very good. I can't explain how wonderful clay baths are. If you've worked out in the yard, if you've had a massage and they've worked deep tissue massage and you ache all over, when you get home, take a clay bath. It will eliminate the pain. It will help, you know, get the acetylsalicylic acid that's built up in your system out. And in 15 minutes, the pain is gone. I've had people that have had success in getting rid of migraine headaches by taking a clay bath. So very definitely, I support using clay baths. I don't think we take enough clay baths. You don't feel them detoxing you, but they are. When you're in a clay bath, and I like to use a minimum of 1 cup. If you know you have heavy metals and things, use at least 2 cups. Mix it in a blender with water, pour it in the tub, rinse the blender, get all the clay out into the tub. Take the blades out and wash them before you get in the tub, because you don't want to leave any clay around the metal blades. Get in the tub and soak down in the club. I scoot down in the tub and I put a towel behind my neck and get down in the water as deep as I can. I take a wash rag and I keep the clay swirling around. It'll tend to kind of settle to the bottom. But you'll feel, run your hand over your thigh, and it'll feel kind of lightly slick. It's not air bubbles. It almost feels like air bubbles. But it'll feel a little slickness, and you rub it a few times, and it feels like skin. A little bit later, you feel it again, and it feels a little bit slick, and you rub it again, and you get back to skin. And it's pulling toxins out of your pores of your skin. The skin is the largest breathing organism on the body. And sweating is how we detox, too. So a hot bath will open the pores of those skin, and the clay will pull the toxins right out. So if you've never had one, give yourself a treat. Good questions today. Okay, Karen in Greens. Okay. Oh, that's the one I just answered. Karen in Greensboro. How does drinking clay interact with essential oils applied topically? Drinking clay won't interfere with essential oils applied topically at all. The clay is not absorbed into the bloodstream. Some of your oils are absorbed into the body. I wouldn't want to put magnesium oil on my body and then get into a clay bath, because magnesium oil is penetrating. It goes into the body and clay pulls out. So we do mix a few. You can mix some essential oils with your clay, like a little lavender oil if you want to give it a scent with your hydrated clay. We have a muscle rub that's tea tree oil, peppermint oil, and jojoba oil mixed with the clay that's very soothing. But, yeah, it, drinking the clay, it will not at all interfere with essential oils applied topically. It's a good question. I haven't had that one yet. Brent Erskine and Markham. If I'm taking vitamin supplements, will drinking clay take all the benefits from this? No. Do you know what clay is? Calcium, potassium, magnesium, sodium. It's minerals, it's supplements, but they're not bioavailable to the body. They make up the cage that houses the toxins. It's that houses the magnetic charge in the middle. When the clay has gone through the heat of the volcano, all the minerals in clay become like a cage. They're fused together. They're bound inside the clay particle. It goes from the individual minerals to a clay particle. It's like you baked a cake and you took all the ingredients and you added them together and you cooked them. Where did the ingredients go? Well, all these minerals were fused together that makes up this highly charged electromagnetic little cage between the layers. Is this high negative charge. It just sucks the positive inside. It captures them into this cage. So you're not taking it for the minerals that are in clay. You will get a little bit of four minerals. You'll get a little bit in the cation exchange layer of calcium, magnesium, potassium, and sodium, but not enough to make your daily minimum requirements. So, you know, some people wait 30 minutes or an hour. If it gives you peace of mind, wait. I go in the bathroom after my shower. I take my supplements. I go in the kitchen. And I fix my morning drink, and I usually have breakfast after that. 30 minutes or so passes. It will not rob nutrition from your food, and it doesn't rob minerals from your body. Those are wives' tales that I would love to get rid of. Brent has another question. My nephew is 8 years old and has had bad allergies from nuts, eggs, and also psoriasis. What would you recommend for this? The psoriasis, it will definitely help. Drinking the clay at 8 years old, I would give him a teaspoon and some apple juice twice a day. You can put it in a smoothie form. You can put it in apple juice, apple sauce. You can put it in cream of wheat, things like that. And also apply the clay mask to the psoriasis. Put it on and cover it in saran wrap. Sometime when it dries, it pulls and it starts itching. So put it on thickly. Take the clay bath. After a clay bath, get a little kick coconut oil and rub over the psoriasis area just to moisten the skin, because it dries and gets itchy and kids scratch and just take it to bleeding. But I would definitely put the poultice application on the areas if you can reach them and wrap them with some saran wrap or some Glad press and seal to hold the wet clay in place. Leave it on overnight. It's hard to catch kids to hold still to do stuff like that during the day. So I recommend putting that on at night. Clay helps with some allergies if there are inherited allergies and they're bloodborne allergies. And I always get mixed up on which one it is. But taking clay over a long period of time, people have noticed their allergies are clearing up, but there's some allergies that it doesn't affect. I don't know if it would work on the nuts and eggs. There is a doctor in Austin, and he has a biofeedback machine and tests you. It's a kinesiology deal. I've actually gone to him. I'm allergic to dogs and cats, and I got better with it with clay, but I wasn't completely over it. You know, I could stay in the room with them. If somebody's house had dogs and cats, I could stay in the room with them for a day or and usually I'd go in and 30 minutes I'd be sneezing, wheezing, coughing, my nose would be running, and I'd get asthma. And I've got where it was a whole lot better, but still, if I go in and somebody has three big hairy dogs that live in the house and your house smells like wet dogs, that chokes me up pretty good. And I started going to him, and if you'll contact me, I'll look up the name of what he does. I don't know. I just know it works. And it's not very expensive. And my email is perrya@austin.rr.com. That's Perry A, P-E-R-R-Y A, at austin.rr.com. And I'll look up and find out, because I'm sure people in other areas have that too. Brent, ask another question. Just a minute, this one may be. Okay, I will. It's a private question, and I will capture his email. Cheryl, if you'll help me capture his email, and then I'll answer that question in private. I'm going to try to capture it myself. Lindy at Crossville. I know several people with diverticulitis. How will clay help heal the pockets? It does very well. Drinking the clay, it coats the colon. Diverticulitis is inflammation that causes pockets in the colon. Clay will pull out inflammation. It's absolutely amazing how you, when you use it on anything that's inflamed, the clay will... I'm trying to copy that deal and talk at the same time, so excuse me. It pulls out the inflammation. I don't care if you sprained your ankle, if you have an abscess. One gentleman the other day called, and he's a diabetic, and he had a manicure, and the lady quicked him, and he got an infection right there by his fingernail, and his finger was just throbbing. And I told him to smother it in clay and cover it overnight. And the next morning, there was a little pus pocket right beside his nail. And his wife broke it, which is what I told him to do, and then put more clay on there. And the swelling went down. I've had people with sprained ankles who have been soaking it in the Epsom sauce in the hot and cold packs, and the swelling was still there. They put the clay mud on, and the gentleman said the water was coming off so quickly that the clay kept sliding off, and I had to reach down and reapply it and pull it back up. So it stops the inflammation, which causes the pockets, and it helps heal the pockets. But they need to drink it. I would drink it, start out with 2 ounces three times a day, and it's going to coat those pockets and stop the acidity, and it is just so healing for any kind of intestinal problems. Clay is the answer. Good question. Okay. Becky in El Paso. What kind of clay helps with parasites in the blood? I don't know the answer to that. I don't know if clay will help with parasites in the blood. Clay is not absorbed into the bloodstream, so you're going to have to find something else. I don't know if this diatomaceous earth is beneficial for that. I think it's just beneficial for intestinal parasites. I would start Googling some information or ask somebody who's an expert with parasites on that one. Kathy Chase at Point Venture, Texas. Can I reuse a clay pack by scraping it off and placing it on another spot? Can I save my clay bath water and use it a second time? You could probably save your bath water a second time if you're not highly toxic. It's going to be cold by the second time you use it. As far as using it on a poultice, scraping it off, I wouldn't. If it's on a wound or a rash or something like that, it's pulled out a lot of toxins that's in the pack. And, you know, a 1 tablespoon of clay of the living clay will make you 3 tablespoons of the clay mass, the mud. So a little bit goes a long way. If you did a half a cup, you're going to have a cup and a half of mud, and it doesn't take very much to put over some kind of area. So I definitely wouldn't reuse clay that's been applied as a poultice. But I have heard people, you know, families, two kids using the same clay bath water. You know, and it depends on how toxic you are. If you really want to get well, if you're just doing it as a relaxation bath, go ahead. When you see you're not getting the results, the clay's used up, it's time to let it go. And Kathy also said, if I wrap my skin in plastic wrap, will the clay pull out toxins from the plastic wrap? It doesn't appear to, if there's toxins in it, it will. It doesn't melt the plastic wrap or anything. I think it's safe. I've been doing it that way for years, and I've had no ill effects from using the plastic wrap. I guess the clay counters it if there's anything there. So I recommend using the Saran Wrap or the Glad Press and Seal. It's sticky on one side, and there's sometimes you can wrap it around and touch it to itself, and it'll hold it in place, and it's less likely to come loose. You can put your clay clothes over it if you, say, put a poultice on your kidney, maybe, and then you could put a patch of that over it, and then you can pull your clothes up over it and wear it during the day. So, all right, these are good variety of questions here. Okay, let me see if we have any more questions come up. Okay. Well, I keep having one question come back. Well, it looks like we're out of questions today, and we're out of time. I've even gone to overtime. Wonderful questions today. I want to thank you for that. And again, if anybody has a question they'd like to discuss in private, you can email me or give me a call. My direct line is 512-262-7187. My purpose in life is educating people about clay and letting them know we have this wonderful, safe, alternative healing method out there that can keep you out of the doctor's office and from having side effect riddled drugs. So I'm always available to share information, so give me your questions and keep me busy. That's my job. Thank you for listening in, and I look forward to our next time together. Our next teleseminar next Thursday will be the wellness seminar, where we talk about how we can program our mind and what we say about our bodies and how we talk to help our healing. Some of us believe, I've tried everything and nothing works, nothing ever will. Who would you be without that belief? You know, that gives you no hope. So we'll talk things like that next week. And thank you for listening in. Now go get some clay and have a great day. By the way, it's very good for sunburn. And in Texas, it's going to be in the triple digits today. Thank you for listening. This is Perry Yates signing out.